हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 5, कर्म योगा एक्शन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, टेक्स्ट नंबर 16। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ज्ञानेना तु तत्तज्ञानं येषां नाशितमात्मनः तेषामादित्यवज्ञानं प्रकाशन्ते तत्परम्। ज्ञानेना तु तत्तज्ञानं येषां नाशितमात्मनः तेषामादित्यवज्ञानं प्रकाशन्ते तत्परम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद, the founder acharya of international society for krishna consciousness, Jayashila Prabhupada. When however one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nuisance is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. Om ajnanatimirandasya gyananjana salakaya सक्षुरन्मिलीतं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेषशून्यवादीं पश्चात्तदेशतारिणीं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायतिं कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 5, कर्म योग एक्शन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, टेक्स्ट नंबर 16। सो टुडे वन डिवोटी दे हैव आस्क्ड टू स्पीक अबाउट द इम्पॉर्टेंट ऑफ तुलसी महारानी। सो we will try to discuss a few point about the Tulsi Maharani. Tulsi is a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna, and she is a very 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 dear to Lord Krishna, Vishnu, Narayana and Perumal. So if you see in this world, there is no better plant than Tulsi is available in this planet to give a, whether if you take it as a medical purpose or you take it as a spiritual purpose, and the Tulsi is the topmost of all the plants. So the Tulsi can cure even our sickness also, body sickness also, as well as he can cure our spiritual sickness also. So instead of using for the temporary purpose to curing our some disease, we should use the Tulsi Maharani to worship the Supreme Lord, and we should cure our permanent problem of the spiritual sickness. So Vrindadevi, Vrindavan is a came from the Vrindadevi. So Vrindadevi, she did tapasya for several thousand years. So in that place only it's called Vrindavan. Vrindavan is came from the name Vrindadevi, because she did a tapasya for several years and she completely purified that place. That's why Krishna is agreed to manifest the leelas in Vrindavan Dham. So that's why this place is called Vrindavan. Then Tulsi is very dear to Krishna, and she serves the Lord very perfectly always. Without worshipping Tulsi, our bhakti is incomplete. We may do anything, and if we are not worshipping the Tulsi Rani, then Krishna bhakti is incomplete. So it is, we have to note very very important that Tulsi Maharani is the wife of Lord Krishna. Lakshmi Devi itself is the manifestation of the Lakshmi Devi. She is actually Lakshmi. So we should not worship, we should not use a tulasi for anybody else other than Krishna, Vishnu, Narayana. These people, these principal deities only we should use Tulsi Maharani for worshipping. And we should not use for worshipping Lord Shiva or Ganesha or Murga, or even we should not give to even Srimati Radharani also. Because only Krishna, Vishnu, Narayana, only this deity we should offer Tulsi to lotus feet of the Lord, or we can give the garlands. So other than that, all the Vishnu Tattva, Krishna Tattva, all are okay. Rama, Lakshmana, Narasimha, Varaha, Vamana, all deities we can use Tulsi Maharani. But other than that, Lord Shiva or anybody else, we should not even for to some people I have seen they use Tulsi to Guru. To worship Guru. So we should not use, and if we use, then we become the offender at the lotus feet of Krishna. So we should be very, very careful. So then we should plant Tulsi in every house. So every house, if you see in the olden days, in front of the house, every house there will be a Tulsi plant, they will be worshipping daily. Nowadays, if you see, only dog is there in everyone house. So whenever we see the Tulsi, it is a very, very auspicious. So in every one house, we must have a Tulsi plant. So if we worship with love and care, see, remove all the distress. Whatever we have the distress in our life, simply you don't need to break our head or bone to remove our distress. Simply we can plant Tulsi. If you worship daily, then all the distress will be go away. Then we should circumambulate Tulsi Maharani. Then we should water daily. Then you should offer a lamp to the Tulsi Maharani. Then we should offer the obeisance to Tulsi Maharani. So when we do like this, then all the sin will be destroyed. We may committed so much of sinful activities, and we may be struggling. Oh my God, how to get rid of these sinful activities? But simply if you worship the Tulsi, all the sins will be destroyed. Then the Lord, wherever the Tulsi plant is there, the Lord reside where Tulsi plant is there. If you have the Tulsi plant in our house, it's definitely the Supreme Lord Krishna resides in that house, wherever Tulsi Maharani is there. Then it is explained that when we see Tulsi Maharani or touch Tulsi Maharani, or chant about the glories of the Tulsi Maharani, or meditate upon the Tulsi Maharani, then we will get the all the auspiciousness in our life. Just you, if you see any Tulsi, as soon as you see Tulsi Maharani, you will become very, very happy. You may be in a great calamities, but as soon as you look at the Tulsi leaves, and you will become very, very auspiciousness. Then Yamaraj told to the Yamadutas, wherever the Tulsi is there in that house, Yamadutas and Yamaraj, they never approach that person. If somebody is worshipping a Tulsi, then Yamaraj, they never approach. If somebody is worshipping or somebody is wearing as a Kantimala, then that person, he will never go to the hell is a planet, and the Yamaduta and Yamaraj, they will not touch that person. So that is a greatness of worshipping the Tulsi Maharani. Then if you chant three times Ganga, 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 so whatever the benefit we get by bathing in the Ganges, we get simply by chanting the mantra of the Ganga. So similarly, it is explained in the Vedic literature, but just by chanting Tulsi, 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 whatever the result we get by chanting Ganga, 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 the same result we will get by chanting Tulsi, 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 Tulsi. Then Krishna never accept anything without Tulsi leaves. So if you are offering prasadam, offering bhoga to the Supreme Lord, or if you are offering some fruits to the Supreme Lord, or if you are offering some water to the Supreme Lord, whatever you offer to the Supreme Lord Krishna, you should place the Tulsi leaves, then offer it. If you keep Tulsi leaves and offer it, whatever we are offering may be all useless. Maybe we are offering useless fruits, or whatever we are offering, maybe it's a useless, it is contaminated. But still, if you keep Tulsi Maharani, then if you offer it, then Krishna will be completely satisfied and Krishna will accept it without any reject. He will not reject anything if you keep Tulsi Maharani. So this is very, very wonderful. So daily we should offer Tulsi leaf to Krishna's lotus feet. You just simply take one Tulsi leaves and offer to the lotus feet of Krishna, then you see how much you will be very, very happy in life. We don't need to do any big, big magic and yogic and all those things. Simply by offering one leaf of Tulsi to the lotus feet of Krishna, then we will become very, very happy in our life. Krishna says, if somebody offer me a Tulsi, then it is equal to purchasing me. If you offer to Krishna, then you can purchase Krishna by offering Tulsi. So in this way, the pastime of the Tulsi Maharani is very, very unlimited pastimes. Unlimited pastimes. We discuss. So my humble request to all of you, simply, this Tulsi plant is very, very nice. Whether you take it as a medicinal purpose or for the spiritual purpose, this Tulsi Maharani is very, very glorious and very, very wonderful. It will bring all the auspiciousness. Lakshmi Devi will come to our home, and the Lord Krishna also will stay in our home, and Yamadutas will not come. All the sin will be eradicated, and we will be completely relieved from the distress simply keeping one small Tulsi plant in our house. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for asking a wonderful detail about the Tulsi Maharani. So today, in 5.16, Krishna comparing this knowledge is like a sun. So, for example, as soon as the sunlight comes, all the darkness vanishes. So similarly, Krishna says in the shloka, when one is enlightened with a knowledge by which nuisance is destroyed, this ignorance is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. So Srila Prabhupada nicely explained in the purport, perfect knowledge means one who understands that Vasudeva Sarvam Idi Samahatmas Durlabam Vagunam Janmana Vande Jnanavanma Pravattate Vasudeva Sarvam Idi Samahatmas Durlabam. The perfect knowledge means Vasudeva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vagunam Janmana, Krishna himself, he says, Bahunam Janmana Vande, after many, many births, the human being, they take after many, many, many births, they do so much of tapasya, so much of austerity, so much of devotional service, then what he understands? Bahunam Janmana Vande, Jnanavanma Prabhattate, Jnanavanma Prabhattate, Vasudeva Sarvam Idi Samahatma Sudurlaba. This soul is a great. Durlaba. Durlaba means very, very rare. Who is that rare? Such a person, one who is understand that Vasudeva is the Supreme, such a person is a very, very rare. So when we understand that Vasudeva is a Supreme Lord, Vasudeva, then what will happen? This Atma will surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna, unless this Atma will not surrender. So when we get the knowledge, when we surrender to the Supreme Lord, then Supreme Lord reveals everything. The ignorant will vanish, and then Supreme Lord reveals everything. Just like as soon as the sun comes, the darkness is disappeared. The darkness is disappeared. Similarly, we should get the knowledge. So many people, they think they are God. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, many people, they say, I am also God, you are also God, and everyone is a God. So how come, sir, so many God is there? God is only one. No, two. God is actually only one. So these people, they claim, I am also God, you also God, everyone is a God. So this is the greatest of all ignorance. Because if you are God, then why you are need assistant? You are having so many assistants to help you. Then you are going to the hospital and suffering. Then finally you are dying also. If you are God, why you are dying? God means he should not die. He is always very, very happy. And why you are claiming, everyone is you are saying God, and then why people are suffering? So if the people are suffering, people are sad, then how can we call it he is a God? So in this way, this is the greatest of all ignorance. So we should not accept such a theory, and we should accept the bona fide spiritual master guru, and he guru, then we should inquire about the spiritual subject. So when we tatvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaja, so when we approach the spiritual master and inquire submissively, then he reveals the knowledge, as Krishna says in this shloka. He reveals, he removes the ignorance and he gives the real knowledge. So then such a guru, he will not claim that he is a god. He will always claim that I am a representative of God, I am a servant of God, I am not the God. So in this way, the real guru will declare it. After that, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that what is the real knowledge, and we are, before also we are individual, now also we are individual, after that also we will be individual. So earlier also we are individual, now also we are individual, and after this life also we will be individual. Means why Srila Prabhupada put this knowledge, put this point here, because there are many people, they think that after we die, we will go and merge with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mayavada. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned here that we never go and merge with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we never lose our individuality. We always be as it is. Atma is a separate and Paramatma is a separate. We are not one, in the sense that we are not going and merging with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So just like Srila Prabhupada gives example, in the night times, if you see, everything it will look like a one. In the darkness, because it is a dark, and you cannot distinguish that this is a tree, and this is the, and this is a mango tree, and this is a banana tree, and this is the pineapple tree, and this is a guava tree, this is an orange tree, this is an apple tree. So you cannot identify. In the darkness, everything it will look like a one. So it will not identify. So as soon as the sunlight comes, what will happen? Then we can identify, yes, this is a mango, this is a pineapple, this is a... So in this way, when we get the knowledge, the perfect knowledge, as Krishna says in this shloka, then what will happen? As the sun comes, we can identify everything. So similarly, when we get the knowledge, when we get the knowledge, then we can understand that we are Atma. Then Krishna, we can understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the relationship between Krishna and me, yeah, is actually, I am the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My duty is to engage in the loving service of the Lord. So this is the perfect knowledge. As Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanamandi Jnanavanma Prabhatyate Vasudeva Sarvamidhi Samahatmasu Durlabam. So such a knowledge, when we get it, then we are, as Krishna says in this shloka, we are perfectly situated in a perfect knowledge. Then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. So we should always try to get the perfect knowledge from authorized spiritual master and authorized book, authorized Bhagavad Gita. Then we will not be confused in our life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Om Tat Sat.